Hello.
Oh my gosh.
It's working.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me pretty well?
Yeah, it sounds
Like better
perfect.
than typical?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yay. Is it on your laptop?
Yeah, so listen to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my crappy phone hasn't been working.
Yes,
So,
of
I had
course.
to. So, for some reason, Anchor doesn't allow you to like share a link if you're using your computer. So I had to get on my phone's app, share the link with me on my laptop. So I had to share it through my phone. So I had to text myself, and then I had to text you the link so that I would make sure that I was on here before you. And then now we're recording together, and it says something like Mariah, 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 and Margaret are recording together.
Mariah, Mariah, and Margaret. I love it.
Yeah, because I can't figure out how to do it any other way. So, can you hear my fan in the background?
Like slightly, but it's like not loud at all. It's
Okay.
not like interfering with
Okay.
you
I'll
talking.
just turn it off because I don't want there to be static in the background. But that just means
Okay.
I'm going to sweat to death. So, whatever.
Take one for the team.
Yeah. So, I also, how I wanted to go get sweet tea from McDonald's?
That did not work out.
That didn't work out. So, guess what I'm drinking?
Oh God. If you on God say any type of energy drink, I will drive there and fight you right now.
Not today, bitch.
Oh God. Good. What is it?
I'm drinking a very tall, healthy glass of V8.
Ew. Like the straight tomato juice or is it
No,
flavored?
it's the flavored one. So it's like the, I don't know what one it is, but yeah.
I was like, oh, honey, if you're drinking plain tomato juice,
No, I
it's time to talk to
cannot.
someone.
I can't. You know what I did try today, though, that were kind of weird?
What?
So Pringles currently has, or Pringles, I don't know, Lay's. You know how they do those weird flavors?
Yeah.
Well, they did one and it's fried green tomatoes.
Oh,
It's kind of
that's like a
weird.
movie.
Yeah, it's weird though, because it's like the first taste is like fine. It just tastes spicy. The second taste, I couldn't figure out what it was. And then the third taste is just spicy again. I think the middle part.
Are green tomatoes spicy?
I don't think so. I think it was the seasoning.
Huh.
So it's just like what you batter it in, I guess. And then I guess the second flavor was fried. I don't really know. Or maybe the second flavor was fried tomato. I really can't figure it out.
That's weird.
It's just been.
I'm too scared to try all those like the like funky flavored chips and stuff, like
Yeah.
the Pringles. Like I'm too scared. One time when I was like in third grade, Lay's did chicken and waffles chips, and I was eating them, and then later that night I got like a stomach bug, so I started throwing up at nighttime,
Oh.
and I vividly remember throwing up the taste of those chips.
Bless your heart.
So it traumatized me. Like the chips itself didn't make me throw up, but because it's
Yeah,
associated
no, I understand.
with me, oh, so now I'm so scared to like eat those any type of chip that's like
My favorite kind of chip is pizza flavored Pringles.
Those are good. Okay, those aren't too funky. I like those.
Yeah. So, also, okay, so we are Min. Oh, hi. Welcome to our podcast. This is Min
Murder.
and Muffins. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Margaret.
And we hardly ever talk about Min Murder or Muffins, but we try occasionally.
We'll slip something in there every once in a
Yeah.
while.
Oh, speaking of Min, I tried out for the TikTok Bachelor, as we all know, probably,
Yes,
as
yes.
like if any of you have been here, like listening. Shout out to, okay, I'll talk about that in a minute. But shout out to our three constant listeners, and I think one of them might accidentally be me on occasion. So shout out to our two constant listeners. You guys are great.
We love you.
We love you, whoever you are. But no, so I didn't make it in the first 25, but they're announcing 100. So there's gonna be three more rounds of 25, and they're gonna do one, I think, each week for the next 3 weeks.
So, girl, you have a good chance.
I don't know. These girls are really cute, but
Well, so are you.
Well, thank you. So, another thing I was going to mention while I was seeing, like, saying to our two continuous followers. So, I was looking at our analytics today. Didn't know that was a thing you could do. And
Huh.
you know where it says most of our audience is from?
Oh, God, where?
The United States and Ireland. But specifically in
Oh.
the United States in Virginia?
Oh my God, what?
I don't really know if out of the constant
Well,
two listeners that we have, if one of you is from Virginia, shout out to you in Virginia.
Dang.
I literally.
Well, yeah, welcome. I thought it'd be more people that we knew.
Hi, Virginian. I don't really know. The second most is Missouri, which is 18%. There's one in Oregon, like 4% in Oregon, which I have a cousin in Oregon, so maybe they listen. Hello, if you, hello, cousin in Oregon. You're the only cousin in Oregon, so you know who I'm talking to. But then the others are like Massachusetts, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Georgia.
It's kind of fun. We have an Idaho person.
Right.
Like, ooh.
79% is female, 21% is is male, and 0% are non-binary or non-specified. But we love you nonetheless, even if you are.
Wait, so are these demographics from, like, all the viewers that we've had in the past?
Yeah, so this is Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Alexa, Podcast Addict, others. Wherever our podcast is found, okay. This is all from those listeners in the past. Yeah, and then the age ranges, of course, between 18 to 22 is 71%, and then between 23 to 27 is 29%.
Okay, we have a youthful audience.
Yeah, hello.
Kind of what I expected.
Oh, do you want to? Oh God, do you want to know what our first podcast is, or like our most listened to podcast, I should say.
Okay, what?
Can you guess?
Like, what am I guessing exactly?
Which podcast that we created? Like, which episode?
Oh, I thought you were asking me to like guess. Okay. I think it's one of the early ones.
I think this is podcast 9, so or 10, so.
Oh. Which one is it?
It's the one that's like, get your marshmallows ready because tonight's episode is gonna be a roast. And I think that's the one where I roasted all my exes.
I think it is. I think also how you worded on your Snapchat story, I think it intrigued a lot of people.
Yeah, I'll have to start doing more fetchy things.
I think you should because that'll really get people intrigued.
The second most watched, listened one is the very first one called We Tried. And, you know, I'm kind of convinced that both of those, I'm the majority of those listens because sometimes when I edit these, I accidentally listen to them instead of edit them.
But does it count? Okay, so say, like, one person listens to it 4 times. Does it count it just as one?
No, I think it counts it all 4 times.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, why isn't this? So then the first five... For okay, the third episode most played one is Was He Gonna Eat the Dog? I don't remember which that was about. That was about one of the murders we talked about. I don't remember, but I think you
said that. I hope it is.
The other one, the fourth most watched is Week 2 Electric Boogaloo, which is like honestly one of the worst ones that we did, in my opinion. But you liked that one, so
I don't remember.
Number 6 is Finding Margaret a Boy on TikTok? ? And number 3, 4, 5, 6, the top 6 is getting Bitches Mobile and Spoopy Spories. So, you know.
What was that one? The Getting Bitches
Mobile. That's the time when I was driving my grandma's car because mine exploded.
Oh.
I think. Or another time I had car issues.
I think that wasn't. Really,
but yeah, that's our our analytics, not our politics. Jesus.
I was like, where is she going with it?
Let's see. We're in Ireland. Oh. Leinster?
You know, it could be someone maybe who's like, was abroad.
Maybe. I don't really know.
I don't know.
Shout out to you, Irelandian. Or temporary Irelandian. But anyway, that's how my life's been. I wrote this to my friends from nursing school, right? And I was like, I don't think there is any better way to explain my life right now other than all my clothes are dirty, I am dirty, and I am surrounded by papers from school while also trying to find my lost, not used note cards in plain white paper. And, you know, if that doesn't describe my life, I don't know what does. Oh. Well, why delay the inevitable anymore? Do you want to start talking about princesses?
We might as well.
All right. How many do you have ranked? I have 14. Is that right?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I have 14.
You didn't rank all of them?
I thought I had all of them. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 13. We'll see who I'm missing.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right. So, tell me who your 13th is, and I'll tell you how. Well, I'll start first, since I have one more than you do.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll end around the same way. Okay, so my 14th spot, or my last, I guess we'll say my last spot, is Cinderella.
Okay.
I hate her. I'm sorry.
That's the only explanation.
No, okay, listen, I'm sorry that your parents died and everything, but literally, she doesn't really do much other than try to go find man, really. I don't know. I also think that I don't really like...
That's like a lot of princesses, though.
Okay, yeah, which is not like... Believe me when I say there's more people at the bottom of my list for that exact reason. But Cinderella also, it just was not my favorite as a child. I think it's because I was kind of forced to be my favorite. Like, one of my cousins, my older cousins, loved Cinderella. So everyone kind of tried to force me into liking Cinderella. So because of that, I, in retaliation, hate it.
I love that. That's a reasonable explanation.
The only thing that saves that movie is the mice and the critters. That's it. Thank you,
I do like Jack-Jack. Or is it Gus-Gus?
It's Gus-Gus.
And then Jack, and right? Jack.
And then some of the others. Whatever their names are. All right. What is your 13th? Or your bottom?
Snow White.
Ooh, see, that's not debatable at all because Snow White is my 13th as well.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Vibing. I think it's just something with the old Disney princesses. Like,
yeah.
I think it really just stems back to that whole, like, the man thing.
Oh, yeah, no. In number 13, one, for the first off, she doesn't even have a real name. Two, beauty is the only thing that gets her anywhere. It's literally from where Mirror, Mirror on the Wall came from.
Yeah.
And, like, what does she do? She helps dwarves, and then some guy kisses her because she's, quote-unquote, beautiful. No, yeah. Garbage.
Very, like, that's basically all my reasoning, too. But I will say, okay, this sounds so stupid, and this isn't Disney, but I really like that remake they did with Kristen Stewart.
Oh, I haven't seen that one, surprisingly.
I think it's really good.
The Huntsman?
Yeah, it has Chris Hemsworth, Kristen Stewart, and the guy who plays Finnick from
Hunger Games.
It has him in it. Overall, I really like it. It's basically the same storyline with a little more violence and a little... It's a different... Okay, it's kind of like a different storyline, mm-hmm. obviously, but I recommend it. I think it's very good.
Mm. Yeah. I'll have to watch it in all of my spare time that I do not have.
Okay, well... Whenever you do get the chance.
Yeah, in 2 years. I'll put that in my movie list to watch in 2 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'll make sure we watch it.
Who is your 12th? Who's number 12 for you?
Ariel.
Okay. Tell me why.
Okay, so I think this also stems from the fact that I was never a big, like, I'd never really loved that movie so much. I liked the second one when she had a daughter.
Yeah.
But that's when she had Melody, but that's, like, different. But, okay, so I don't really like the storyline, but also she was like, I will give up my voice to get legs for the purpose of getting a man.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I just, like, never vibed with her. And, like, I think it's another part of that movie. For, like, half that movie, she's mute. And I'm just like, what? Like, it just wasn't it for me.
That's fair. No, I mean, you have a point.
Yeah, I just never vibed with her. Mm. Okay, who's your 12 or 13?
My 12, whatever. My 12 is Aurora.
Oh, okay, okay.
And the only reason why she is above Snow White is because of Maleficent. That's literally the only reason.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's a good roll into my next one, because my, 11th is Aurora.
No, this would be your 12.
This is my...
Because Snow White was your 13. Oh, wait. And then no, Ariel. Yeah, okay, yeah, this is your 11. Sorry, 11 is... Okay.
11 is Aurora. All
right.
Mm. You're right. Love the movie Maleficent. Again, I just don't remember Aurora having any personality. Like, am I wrong?
No, out of all... Like, the entire movie, I think it said that she has the least amount of lines in that movie.
I think so.
Let me Google it, like, but continue.
No, I was just going to say she has no personality. And okay, like, granted, I don't like Snow White. I don't. But I at least remember her having some personality, at least, like, when communicating with the dwarves.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I just, nothing sticks out to me from Aurora that, like, I'm like, oh, I want to be like her.
No, I mean, like, I want to be like her because she's a blonde, blue-eyed girl that's a white, and it's easier, but, but Sleeping Beauty, she only has 18 lines in the whole movie.
That's sad, considering the movie's supposed to be about her.
Well, what is it called? Is it called Sleeping Beauty, right?
Yeah, so I guess she is asleep. Well, no, but she doesn't become asleep till, like,
yeah,
way
later. Yeah, I know,
later.
But most of the movie is centered around the reason why she's in the woods and then how she falls asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just wasn't that great for me. I think it's better than Snow White just because, like, Maleficent, great evil villain in that movie. But that's about the
honestly,
only thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen, like, the animated, like, old 1950s
movies. Oh, you haven't?
No, I was going to say I haven't seen it in a long
time. I haven't seen any of these movies in forever.
I know. So I'm like basing what I know off of Aurora off of like the Maleficent movies, I think.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. So who's your number 10?
Next, I think this may be
controversial. Did I say I didn't say my number 11.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We're on, because you have one more.
My number 11 is Jasmine.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't. She was okay. I never really liked the movie Aladdin, if I'm gonna be honest.
I also was not like a big Aladdin fan.
And the only thing that, okay, so I feel like going on into this list, I know we're kind of far down, but as we progress, more of the princesses get more kind of like independent and brave and other things, you know.
Yeah.
And so Jasmine is kind of like, I feel like she was one of the starters of that movement in the Disney princess movies, because she was like, she stood up to her father, kind of. She didn't want to marry the Sultan or whatever, the mean guy with the parrot. And then she, like, even though after she found out Aladdin, like, she was mad at Aladdin for lying, but then even though after she found out that he wasn't, like, a prince, she still wanted to be with him. Blah, blah, blah. But that's all I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that because she is my number 10.
Oh.
You basically summed it up, though. I really just never vibed with that movie. Never really vibed with her.
See, the fact that we haven't had much controversy in this list yet worries me, because I know that once we get to the top, it's going to be an all-out brawl. Unless
probably
we have, like, similar ones up there, too, since none of them have been in the bottom yet.
Yeah,
I guess we'll see. Is that Kitty?
We'll see.
Yes. Oh, hi, Kitty. Does she have a list?
She does not.
I almost messaged you to tell her to make Kitty have a list, but
I didn't even think about that. Okay, we'll have her do it for next week's Avatar character ranking.
Oh, God.
And she'll be hyped. She just, so she can't talk right now because, well, she can't talk, but she has a whitening strip on her teeth. But she just gave me the most excited look
ever. Kitty. I messaged your sister, and I was like, do you watch the Avatar The Last Airbender? And she's like, yes. Kitty and I have watched it for the past nights that this came on, like, Netflix. And the only reason I haven't been watching it on Netflix is because I knew you guys were watching it. I had a feeling.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm not going to do that. But, oh my gosh, I watched a ranking of all of the Avatar The Last Airbender TV episodes, right? And mm-hmm. It was, I don't agree with it, but it was fun to watch and recap. I cannot wait till next week for that.
I did.
Like,
we're almost done with the first season again, so hopefully by next week we'll, like, finish it so we can get a fresh reminder of all the characters.
See, I stan Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, me too. It's a masterpiece. Like
princesses are cool and stuff, but Avatar The Last Airbender, oh, homie. Speaking of princesses, it's probably time we get back to the princess list.
Probably.
Sidetracked. It's fine. We're good.
So, I just did my number 10 was Jasmine.
Okay.
And
my number 10 is Merida.
Oh, that's who I'm missing.
Oh, you're missing
Merida. I didn't put her on there because I remember you said you didn't see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't see the movie, but I put her on there anyway because, like, even though I haven't seen the movie, I had a feeling I'd know where she'd go. Because she is brave, and from what I can get from the movie, she, like, kind of defies the whatever, and she's like, I'm shooting for my own hand, and she's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But also I hear that she's a complainy bitch, so
I think a lot of people also didn't like her accent. Like, I don't know, I just know, like, some people were like, I didn't like Because it's a very thick Scottish accent the whole movie.
Was she the person that played Merida, was she actually Scottish?
I have no clue.
I'm Googling it now. Because now I'm curious. But anyway, who's your number 9 while I'm looking this up?
Number 9. Oh my god, let me
go. Or your number 10. Is it not your number 10? Because Pocahontas.
My number 9.
9.
Well, now, okay, I added Merida in now, so I guess this is my number. Who knows? Next on my list, I have Pokemon.
Me too!
Oh my god, really?
Yes, okay. Ugh. Give me your explainings.
She fell for a white man.
Dang.
No, okay, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think it's just, again, I never really had a connection to her. I don't know. I just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was just nothing about her that, to me, I was like, Pocahontas.
See, I used to like, I'm not a huge fan of Pocahontas, but I don't hate it, and that's kind of why it's in the middle of my list-ish, right? 7-14. It's kind of in the middle. It shares the middle, whatever. I like a few of the songs. I used to hate them. I like a few of the songs. I don't like the fact that it's not politically correct, but you know, whatever. I'll get into that more later on. But
that's like from the movie sense.
And
not
then also,
just,
I like the Miko, the raccoon kid.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
like the tree.
Grandmother Willow.
So fun story. When I was younger, my cousin Elizabeth and I, we went to a soccer tournament together. And we were trying to figure out names for each other. And my mom used to call my cousin and I Lewis and Clark, because we would always just wander off together and get lost. She's like, it was like herding sheep, because you guys would just wander off together and then we couldn't find you, or we'd have to backtrack to like get you guys in line. So then we called my mom. We called her Pocahontas because, you know, she led the way or whatever. And then I called my grandma great old Indian hag. So, you know, I'm a very caring, compassionate person. Yeah,
I love that for you.
I also put Pocahontas kind of in the middle and above Merida, because even though she did fall in love with a white man, whatever, she did defy her father and she was like, no, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, that's
also
true.
I figured out that the person who played Merida is actually a Scottish actress.
Really?
What's her name? It's Kelly MacDonald, so her accent is not fake. It is just very thick, because it is very real.
That would make sense then. Then I like it a little more.
Yes. Okay. So who's your number 8?
Okay. Let me see. I just did those two. Next, I have Elsa.
Uh-huh. Reasons?
I like Elsa. That's what she's in the middle. I do. But in the first movie, I do not like how she treated her sister. I just thought, I was so angry at her. Like, I don't know. How do I word this? She, like, I get she had her issues going on. I do. But she literally just could have told Anna what was going on and been like, Anna, I have these powers. I could potentially hurt you. We can still be besties. But just, like, give me my distance. But instead, she completely cut her sister off. Then when Anna was trying to be all friendly with her sister and trying to get this relationship at Elsa's coronation, Elsa got so mad at her. And that wouldn't have happened if she just told Anna way long ago when they were kids what the situation was. And then because of this, Anna was trying to be all friendly and trying to get her approval. Elsa blew up, got this whole winter curse. A whole shadeal, you know, but at the same time, I just felt like she caused all the problems in that movie.
I think that's probably because she was supposed to cause all the problems in the movie.
Exactly, and that's, for me, is why she's at this, my what, number 8?
No, that's
8?
Really funny, because she's actually my number 7. So, like, here's the thing. Okay, so my number 8 is Moana. And the only reason why I put Moana there is because I haven't seen the movie. And I think I would like her better, even though I refuse to watch the movie because I'm just stubborn and everyone's hyped it up now, so of course I don't want to see it. The only reason I put her above Pocahontas and in the middle-ish is because I think I would like her. She's very free-spirited, does what she wants, goes on adventures, sings on the ocean, does she have tattoos? I don't know if she has tattoos. She's cool.
No, you're thinking
I'm
of
thinking of Waterfront.
The
yeah.
One guy.
She seems cool. I dig it. Whatever. But Elsa is my number 7. She's only above Moana because I actually know about Elsa.
Wait, you haven't seen Moana?
No, I
you
haven't
said?
Seen Moana.
Okay.
So that's probably why she's on my bottom or my middle to my middle tier. Elsa, I agree with what you said, but also I think the reason why she didn't tell Anna is more of the conditioning that she had from her parents, you know?
Yeah.
I think that the parents would have grown up telling her as well that Anna, and the trolls. The trolls are honestly the awful people in that movie because they're the ones that tell them, no, don't let her see Anna. No, conceal her powers. And it's like, if they would have been like, yeah, she probably shouldn't, like, get too close.
I think she should
learn how to control her powers, but also it'll be okay.
But she could still have a relationship. Yeah, she could still have a relationship with her sister.
It's all the rock troll people, Pebble, their fault. It's all their fault. Whatever.
Their fault.
Moving on. Who's your number 7?
I have Cinderella.
Wow.
With her, I always just have like a soft spot in my heart for her just because as a child, I would cry. Like, I was so sad for this girl because of how terrible she was treated. Like, she literally lived in the basement. She was the maid to her stepmother. Her, like, parents died. I don't know why, but it got me emotional. Like, I was emo as a child for Cinderella. And then I always was like, oh my god, she went from being a gross maid talking to rats to being marrying the prince. Like, that is a glow up.
No, that's gonna be you because you currently live in the swamp and you literally have mice scratching at your door.
See, it's like it resonates.
But also,
with
here's
me.
Another thing too. You're not gonna just depend on some man to get you out of it.
Yeah. Very true. Like, I don't think she, like, really. She, you know, she had her fairy godmother who, like, dolled her up, but I think it was all kind of like, you've been through so much, I'm gonna reward you with this fancy night at the ball. And it just so happened that, like, she met the prince, and the prince loved her. She wasn't necessarily relying on him, it's more, it was just kind of fate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for some reason, that movie made me so sad as a child because I felt so bad for her.
Like, I feel bad for her, but I just definitely do not enjoy the movie. And you've heard my reason why.
I don't really have to tap on that,
but I get where you're coming from. It is sad.
Clearly, I don't enjoy the movie either because it made me so sad, but like, I like Cinderella just for that reason.
It made you so sad, but bad enough and good enough to put her in your top 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who's your number 6?
Tiana.
Gosh,
really?
This was supposed to be controversial and exciting.
We
this
are
is not
too
controversial.
Much a bestie.
Well, I mean, there will be some controversial moments coming up here.
Yeah. Because you've already said one of mine that's very high for me. So.
I wonder what it is.
Okay. So do you want to explain Tiana or do you want me
to?
You go ahead. I just literally, like, spilt my feelings on Cinderella. So
I mean, we can share this one because the next one I'm going to spill my feelings on, so it's fine. Tiana, you know, great story, works her way up from the top, blah, blah, blah. She's, like, self-made is what I like about her. Her face is very hardworking. And that's about it. That's why I like her. She's not as bitchy and complaining as Elsa is. Like, that's about it. Do you have anything to add to that?
That pretty much sums up. I really like her. Like I said, like you said, I like that she's kind of like that self-made. At the end, like, that's one of, like, the happiest scenes in, like, any Disney movie, I think, when she has her restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. And don't know, that always just really like sticks out in my mind. And
she's also just very spunky and like has her own.
Yeah, she's a baddie.
But I honestly don't remember the end of that movie. The only scene I remember is when she gets turned into a frog and then she's disgusted about how slimy she is. And I remember the redneck firefly, which hits a little bit too close to home. I think his name's Ray.
Ray? Are you saying we're redneck fireflies?
No, I'm just saying I've lived around some of those in farm town. Well, actually, I feel like I see more meth heads and druggies in Kirksville than I did ever in Farmington.
Oh, yeah, that's a... Yeah, like, Kirksville is, like... That is literally the melting pot of crackheads.
Definitely.
All drug yes. people.
So, who's your number five?
Oh, yeah, let's get back to princesses.
Speaking of
For number five, I have Merida. Okay. So, I know you haven't seen the movie, but I really liked it, and I really liked Merida. It's... Instead of it being focused on... anything kind of like what, like, I guess of what we've talked about, like, so far of a girl doing anything for a man, it's focused around a girl doing something for her family. I don't want to spoil the movie for you because I want you to watch it, but it's really good. It's all about Merida trying to save her family. So
another movie I won't see for another 2 years.
Make sure we watch these. Okay, who's
my number five? Is Ariel. So Ariel is like my Cinderella. And that's why I like... Okay. So growing up as a child, I used to watch Ariel all the time. And I used to sing Part of Your World. And I would sit on this little bench at my house. And I would say, okay, everyone, it's time for me to sing on my guado. You've got to come listen. And then I would sing Part of Your World.
Your guado.
And I don't know. I just really liked it. It was, I mean, yeah, should she have traded her legs for a man or, like, her fins for a man? No. Should she have sold her voice? No. Is it all not about love? No. Honestly, yes, you're right. Ariel is, like, a very complaining bitchy human person, fish-like human.
Well, like you said, it's like
it's definitely a childhood thing, and also just like her need for adventure. She seems like such an adventurous person, you know. And that was cool.
Agree, yeah.
Also, I do like the second movie with Melody. That's a good movie. A lot of these have second movies, and they are just garbage. Cinderella has like four.
It does.
Jasmine
has
another one. It's called The Return of Jafar. Pocahontas has one where she meets another white man and falls in love with another white man named John.
I didn't even know there was another one.
There's a Pocahontas Part 2 where she comes to the New World or England or wherever and falls in love with another white man named John. And then other John comes in and is like, no, I love you. And then Pocahontas is like, sorry, white John 1. I already met white John 2. And that's...
I have been completely unaware of this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but no, Ariel, I mean, she complains a lot, and there's not really many bright... I don't know. I just like that movie. I like the music. The music is cool.
I agree. I like the music,
okay.
too.
So, number four. Like... Who's your number four?
Is it
your number five?
Yeah, I think it's my number five. I have Belle.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just thinking, like, I think our top ones are all pretty similar. Okay. I love Belle. I love that she kind of broke the stereotype. Okay, well, that's stupid to say, because, like, Cinderella literally, like, she was living in a...
Okay.
She was living in a...
All right, but okay. So, Belle is actually my number four. So, yes, they are all very similar.
Oh, okay.
But, no, Cinderella was sleeping with the ashes, whatever. Belle was, like, living in a dungeon for a while.
True. But I guess what I was trying to say when, like, she broke a stereotype is she definitely was,
smart.
Like... She broke... Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, she showed that the princesses don't have to be ditzy. And I think Snow White, Cinderella, and Aurora, like, I'm considering them the original princesses, you know? Like, they were all like ditzy, like da 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 da, gotta fall for a man. And then Belle was the first one who was really like showed that that's not what the princesses have to be. Even though like I think Pocahontas came out before Belle and stuff, but still, Belle was the first like princess I remember. I'm like, oh, she's an intellectual.
Yeah, you know what's really funny? So I just googled something else. God, I love doing this on my computer because then I can look up more stuff. So it looks like, okay, there are different eras. You know, they considered different eras. The first era was Snow White, Seven Dwarfs, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty. So I think that explains a lot of the reasons why we don't like those. It was made back in the time, like the very beginning, 1937s. So like for women that, you know, you definitely see these movies progress as humanity and the culture and everything else progresses, you know? So I think that explains why, like, the progression has been so changing. I don't know. The second era is apparently The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Pocahontas, and Mulan. And then the last era is everything else since then.
Okay, that does make sense.
So I don't know. I think Belle, like, yeah, she's my number four. I like her a lot. It was really hard for me to actually put her above Ariel because for so long, Ariel was my, like, favorite princess, but I have not seen that movie in forever. So I just, you know, Belle, she does have Stockholm syndrome and she kind of has bestiality, but she's smart. Yeah. So,
and as a child, those are things we completely
overlooked, because we were children and we didn't know what bestiality was and Stockholm syndrome was.
Yeah, but looking back, that is really creepy.
A lot of these movies are creepy, like Snow White kissing somebody who's asleep. Have you seen the real meaning of, like, Aurora and stuff? Like, all of these are just... Disney fucked them up. I know,
they're weird.
Okay, so who's your number four?
Number four, I have Rapunzel. Okay, just Tangled itself. Loved it. I think literally one of the greatest Disney movies. It is so beautifully made. Granted, the story is like the typical Rapunzel story, but I don't know, I absolutely loved her. Okay, she's ditzy in that movie, but it's like a ditzy, it's not the, I don't know how to explain, it's not the same ditzy as like
the older, it's not like princesses. What's it called when you're just really, you're not it's not innocent, but you just aren't like, you're naive.
Naive.
Yeah. So it's like she's somewhat naive, but she's also just like
carefree.
Yeah. She's like, not as naive. She's more carefree. I guess that would be the better word.
Exactly. And even though she's like with a guy the whole time with Flynn Rider, she doesn't actually like Flynn's not the thing, the top thing on her mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which I kind of like. She's like, I don't know how to explain it. I just, though, the movie, at the end, she does fall in love.
But that was just a consequence of them hanging out. Her goal wasn't to be in love.
Exactly. I absolutely love her. So,
wait, so who's your number three?
Okay. Anna.
Okay, because I'm confused on where all of this went. So, my number, because I was like, I know that you added somebody else, but I can't figure out who it is. I've already forgotten. Okay, so have you said her yet? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I don't remember where the other one went. All right. Well, number three for me is also.
No, what's your number four?
Belle isn't my number four.
Oh, no, you're good. Okay, sorry. I thought she was my number.
Do you have two left? Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
Because I just said
Anna. Okay, yes. Number three for me is also Anna. I love her because she's just a very independent woman. She's kind of, like, naive in love in the first movie.
Yes, I was just going to say.
She's
kind of
very carefree, and she's just, like, independent, very adventurous, just wants to go out and see the world. I mean, did she fall for Hans? Yes. Did she know any better, though? No. And I think that's maybe almost the difference. Maybe. I don't know. Like
difference between what,
you know, like Ariel, she was naive and stuff, and she fell for a guy that she didn't. I don't know, but Ariel had chances. You know what I mean? Anna didn't really. She didn't have experience in that field. She had lived in isolation for like a trillion years. I don't know. I just think Anna's a badass. She punched Hans in the face. She's just so, like, caring. Mm-hmm. She's so loyal. I guess that's why I like her, too. She's so loyal.
I think so, too. Even after being shut out by her sister for all those years, she still wanted that relationship with her sister. Have you seen the second Frozen? Okay, I thought she definitely got so much more badass
And, you know, this is probably an unpopular opinion, but I actually think I liked Frozen 2 better than Frozen 1. Yeah, I don't know. I just really liked the Lost in the Woods song. That cracked me up because it's like a throwback to Queen. That whole music video is, or that part of that video. Yeah, it's hilarious. I don't know. I think the story was more powerful too, maybe. And the way, and just in the fact that, like, Elsa wasn't just the only bad guy, and they were just doing more than trying to go get Elsa off a mountain.
You're right. There, I think that the plot was definitely more in depth. I just don't. I don't really. I like Frozen a lot. I just, since it came out like not in our childhood, I never really got connected to it. So I don't really know if I like.
I cannot tell you how many times I've seen Frozen 1. I used to watch. So that came out in our middle school time period, right?
No, it didn't.
It came out in. No, I watched it in middle school. Hold on, Frozen.
Catherine said it came out in 2014. I think we're in high school.
Came out in 2013. Yeah.
Did it really?
Because I remember watching it in middle school choir.
So we were in eighth grade then.
Were we? Yeah, yeah, we were.
That's great.
Yep. No. No, were we in freshman year?
Yeah. No, we were in eighth grade. No, we were freshmen.
When in 2013? It was released in November. Okay.
November.
So we were just baby freshmen. Okay, well, I remember we were actually in choir class and whatever. It was very popular amongst my high school. It was very popular everywhere. So I watched it a trillion times. And I own the DVD. But I still think Frozen 2 is better.
Okay. I agree. It's really good. I'd have to watch it again. I've seen it once.
No. My favorite part is Olaf's scene, though, in the new movie, where he's, like, recapping for all of them, and he does, like, the one-man play. Oh, my gosh.
That is so funny. Anna's I agree. Dead. I love that part.
Elsa cries. That is my favorite part. Who's your number two?
I have Mulan. Okay. I know you and I were debating whether she's a princess, but we just decided, based on what Disney says, she is a princess. That movie is absolutely the most amazing, phenomenal, extraordinary, never been done before movie. I love it. I loved how badass Mulan was. She literally went off to war to protect her father, to bring honor to her family. She was amazing. She disguised herself as a man for all of this, literally wrapped up her titties for months just to do this. She went and saved the Emperor of China by herself, defeated the Hun. Not even to mention all the bomb music performed. She is extraordinary. I love her. I really debated putting her number one because I literally would die for Mulan.
Yeah, then tell me, who the fuck is your number one? Because this is this is blasphemy. Oh my god.
It's Moana.
Of course it is. Okay, whatever.
Yes. Well, I'll get to
okay,
I'll
my number two is Rapunzel.
Who's your number two?
I love Rapunzel.
Okay, love
She's
her.
So artsy. She's so fun. She hits Flynn in the head with a frying pan instead of letting him, like, just charm his way through her doors.
Honestly, very like you.
Thank you.
You're very artsy.
I mean, I would hit anyone with a frying pan if they're going to come and attack me and rob me.
You would.
The music in Rapunzel, great. The boat scene in Rapunzel with the lanterns, gorgeous.
Oh, that'll
cinematic masterpiece. And like we said before, she fell in love with Flynn as, like, an afterthought of everything that they'd been through. But she didn't go out there looking for a man. Uh-huh. She went out there more looking for adventure and to just explore the world. And I'm proud of her because I guess while being trapped in that tower for so long, she didn't go completely crazy. She was a little much, but she also just kind of like, yeah.
She learned to accept it. Like, she really, like, she thought that was her fate.
Yeah, and she, like, her hair, she's willing to use that to, like, help other people heal. Not Mother Gothel. For example, Flynn, when he is dying. But not Mother Gothel. She just stole it and used those powers. Okay. So.
So.
Yes.
Your number one here's is the Mulan. Thing.
For all of our three listeners out there, Mulan is my absolutely number one favorite quote-unquote Disney princess. I had this fight with Margaret, though, because technically, even though Disney says she is a princess, where is her royalty? Like, I love Mulan. She is my number one for a reason. She's mine above everyone else for a reason. But technically, she is not a quote-unquote princess because she did not marry into royalty because Shang is just a general in the army. He is not an emperor. He is not royalty. She was not born under royalty or else she wouldn't have to have gone to war. So technically, she is not a quote-unquote princess. But for that some reason, Disney counts her as a princess. So, like, while I'm going to fight it, I'm not going to fight it, though. You know what I mean? Because I love her. And, you know, as an Asian woman, as an Asian woman, Mulan the cartoon is one of my favorite movies. I am boycotting Mulan the real one because there's no Mushu.
Have you seen it? Oh, wait.
No, and there's
no
Mushu.
It's not out yet.
There is no Mushu. There is no songs. There is not a love interest. And I am upset about that.
But... okay, but I think they just want it to be more like...
okay, well, if they say that it's going to be cultural, then they need to do the same thing with Pocahontas.
But then they're not making...
they probably will eventually, and if that's the case, then they probably have to do the same with Pocahontas if they're going to do one. But I'm just saying, if Eddie Murphy is not in a dragon suit dancing around and ruining everything, then I don't want it. As an Asian woman of a descent of Asian ethnicity, I like the cartoon with the music that makes me happy. It makes me sing along. I like the dragon. I like the love interest. The other one is like, okay, cool. Geographically, historically correct. Great. But the OG just has my heart. Mulan, like you said, is a badass. She saves all of China. She doesn't really fall in love with Shang until afterwards. Like, after she saves China, he actually comes after her. And, like, you know, she's not begging for a man. He's kind of, like, begging for her almost.
You're right.
He, like, comes and gives her all of his stuff just so he can have an excuse to see her. She is regarded by all of China as this amazing person. Even though she is a quote-unquote woman, which I also think breaks the stereotype, like, one of the first movies, because if you look back at the era, she's in the second era, so it's like, I don't know. She's just a very empowering woman. The music is great. Just, I love Mulan. And now tell me why you think Mulan is number one above Mulan.
Well, now that you're talking about Mulan so much,
exactly.
I really
it's
again.
So watchable.
But, but Moana, I know you haven't seen it, so of course, highly recommend. This one was really hard, like I said, to put before Mulan. And it came out, like, recently. I think this movie came out, like, 2014, 15, so it's fairly new. But the movie itself, I absolutely love the beach. I love tropical stuff. So of course, this movie is set in Hawaii, so I already loved it. And in this movie, besides Maui, who is this, like, shape-shifting demigod who, like, helps Moana on her journey, there's, like, no love interest.
Okay, but, like, do like, her and Maui end up together? Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't think they ended up together, but I was like, what?
No. So, basically, I don't want to spoil it too much, but she has to go on this journey to, like, save her island. And she literally risks her life, does all this crazy stuff just to save her people. I absolutely love it. The storyline, there's this part, she has a real, like, special connection with her grandma too, which is so beautiful in it. You can just, like, there's a lot of thought that went into creating Moana as, like, her character, and she has, I don't know. I think she has a lot of depth to her. She's a very, very strong mm-hmm. person, which I like. Very confident. Also, again, the music is amazing.
Well, it was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, or at least one song was, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It is, I don't know, I really like her. I really like the story. There's no love interest. It's just her doing what okay. she has to do to save her people.
And so really, this movie came really out when beautiful. I still worked at the movie theater, like in Farmington. And I refused to watch it. I saw part of it. I saw one part. I sat down for like 5 minutes and instantly was like, no. It was during, well, it was during the part where the crab was there talking and being like singing about being shiny. And I was like, nope.
I also hate that part.
I hated that. That's funny. No, thank you.
That's Kitty's favorite song from that movie. And I, too, hate it with a passion.
Kitty, I thought I liked you. I thought you bonded. And here you are telling me that you like a big crab that talks about jewelry and being shiny. No. Thank you. Next. Kitty. Canceled.
I will say, so the movie, like, if we're talking movie-wise, I definitely like Mulan better. I like the plot better. But if we're talking, like, princess-wise, then it's
Mulan. See, Mulan is just, like, she's got my heart, even though I said that she wasn't technically, quote-unquote, a princess. She is a princess by Disney standards, therefore she is on my list. Of all the Disney, I think she's probably one of my top five, if not my favorite Disney character of all time.
Amazing. Definitely up there for me too.
I think another thing about Moana is that it is politically correct, isn't it? Like, the tattoos are actually Hawaiian, Native Hawaiian. A lot of, like, the story, I think, from Native Hawaii, too.
I believe
too.
So.
You know what it kind of reminds me? Maui kind of reminds me of Filipino Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I've never seen the movie, but just, like,
yeah,
like, I don't know. It's whatever. But yeah, so wow. Okay, so Moana was your number one. Mulan is my number one. I'm really surprised that we didn't have more discrepancies on this list.
Besides, like, Moana, which we can't even, like, we can't fight about that too much.
And
considering
Ariel and Cinderella.
Cinderella. Those were the only three that were shocked. Very different.
I hope
Me too.
That next week for Avatar, it will be more discrepancies. Kitty, you come in here with your controversial topics against your sister. Please don't say anything like Azula is your favorite character. Dear God.
Yeah, because, like, are we putting, like, Commander Zhao, like, obviously he's a pure, terrible person. Are we putting him even on the
maybe,
list?
Maybe. I don't know. We're definitely including Iroh, though.
I think, of course, I think we should make a list of all the characters we want to include and then send them to each other, and then we'll...
Okay, literally, I can tell you all the ones right now that I think should be... Yes, everyone, like, all of the main characters, so, like, Toph, you know, Zuko, Aang, obviously, Katara, Sokka, Iroh. I think though Iroh is kind of, like, not a main character, he's enough of a main character that Iroh... Yeah, I think
he is.
Azula, Mei, and Ty Lee. And then also, I'm blanking on her name. Toph. Sokka's love interest. Suki, yes.
Oh,
and then are we going to include Appa and Momo, or are we going to leave them out?
Oh, I think we should leave them out.
Okay, shout out to Appa.
Have a talking part.
But that's, I think that should be everyone, in my personal opinion. I don't really think anyone else should be. Do you? I mean, no one else really has as much screen time as all of those characters do. I mean, there's definitely other side characters, but, I mean, who else would you, like, include?
True. I'm, like, since we're watching the first season right now, I can only think of first season characters. So, As I continue watching...
So, are we only going off... See, this is where it'll be difficult because I have a lot of Avatar The Last Airbender knowledge outside of the shows. From comic books.
From
and
what?
Watching YouTube videos about the comic books.
Can we please just go off the
episodes? Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. Okay, Legend of Korra. We're not including stuff that happened in there, are we?
No.
Korra is not part of the... Oh, gosh. What is it called? Oh, God. So, you know when people are stands of something and then J.K. Rowling comes along and says Dumbledore is gay and that's part of the whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What word are you
looking at? I'm trying. Okay,
can you, explain this again?
You know how in something that was not originally in the story is shed light on later in the story. So, OG, no one would have guessed Dumbledore is gay, right?
Yeah, and then, a few years ago, she says, trying to be, modern. And be
people
like,
are like, that is blank. That's valid, but it's not valid, is not what I'm saying. It's that's a part of, the show, but it's... Oh, God, what's it called? I'm going to try to Google it. God. Dumbledore being gay is...
It's not part of the original story.
Yeah, I know, but what is it called? It's part of the, you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's accepted. It's accepted as part of something. I know that if anyone listens later on, they're going to be, screaming the word at themselves because I know that. I do that. Margaret and Kitty, have a discussion and make some filler while I figure out what this word is.
Do you know what... Kevin, do you know what she's trying to say?
No.
I'm just thinking, not part of the original storyline. I think that's, sufficient to say. Korra wasn't part of the an afterthought.
No, it's
an afterthought? Okay.
So it's when something isn't a part of the story, but then somebody says it later on, and then it becomes part of the story. You know what I mean? Oh, God. I used to know, and oh, my God, this is going to literally drive me crazy. Ugh. It's seen as something. Oh, my God. J.K. Rowling does it all the time. Because what she does is she creates the story. She created the story before we were born, or the first book was released when we were born. And then she says a bunch of crap like Voldemort is gay, which, if he was Dumbledore. Dumbledore's gay, and then all of these other controversial things. And then she comes out, and then, everyone's like, yeah, that's, Oh, I can't. No.
Rewriting a story?
That's valid, but it's not the word for it. That's... Oh, God. It's, seen as something. It's seen as, part of it. I don't even know how to type it into Google. What should I say?
I'm also confused. I'm just thinking afterthought.
Book is finished. But it is seen as true and... Oh. God, I just keep getting all of these pirate tales.
Pirate tales? You must be, quoting something from Pirate Tales. I don't even know what Pirate Tales is.
Dumbledore being gay. Part of the Harry Potter world. I don't know. Talk about something, Margaret, while I type up stuff. Talk about anything. This doesn't have to be about this.
How was it? I went kayaking today. Good. The river was up really high since it had rained a
lot. Where did you go kayaking?
It was really strong. So my great uncle owns a lot of land, about 30 minutes away from where we live, and it's on a river. And then he passed it down to my uncles. So then all my cousins and I and my sisters, we all go out there. And there's, like, a little campsite. So we roasted food and went kayaking and went swimming in the river. Hmm. And it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like it. Why have we never gone kayaking? I love kayaking.
I can take you kayaking. Okay, we're going to have to go upriver.
That's fine. I'll probably fucking sink the kayak, but... part of the legend, part of the, I can't think. Oh, no.
The narrative?
I'm almost tempted to call Peyton because I feel like he would know, but I'm not going to.
Don't do that.
But he would know, and that's, I'm not going to.
Okay, but you have not talked to him since when, and then all of a sudden you call him and you're like, hello, I need help on this board.
But okay, so, oh, God. It's part of the whatever. Okay. I feel like we need to end this podcast because literally it's a bunch of blank space of me trying to figure out a word. Once I figure it out, I will just edit it into the podcast.
And then also, I want you to tell me once you figure out the word. I will
let you know as soon as I can. All right. So this has been Min.
Okay.
And muffins. Stay tuned for next week when we rank all of the Avatar The Last Airbender characters.
Characters.
I'm really excited. I hope it's a little more controversial. So, update. I think I figured out what it was, because shout out to my cousin Elizabeth, who is probably one of the three listeners all the time. I woke her up, and I asked her, and she understood, I think... And now I'm overthinking it. But I asked her and she's like, canon or headcanon or on brand? And I think all of those are correct. Or they've gotten me a lot closer to what I'm thinking of. And if I know what it is, I'll remind you guys next week. But I think it might be canon. Like, that's canon or that's on brand. It's one of the two. But, yeah. So, thank you. And I'm sorry. Bye.